Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now, Chris, we're getting a little bit of calm in the markets today, but I don't think anybody is feeling a sense of overall calm and long-term calm when it comes to anything that could transpire in the next couple days, let alone the next couple hours. However, we are getting a bounce back, a pretty strong bounce back in the U.S. equity markets and also in another sector that we will get to here shortly. But U.S. equity markets, the S&P is up, as we're recording this, almost 4%. And that is after just shortly dipping into slightly negative territory only about half an hour after the market opened. The Dow is up almost 400 points. The NASDAQ is up over 4%, almost 300 points. Like I said, a little bit of calm, a little bit of money being put back into these markets. But I think still a lot of people are wondering, even after the pullback we've seen in U.S. markets, let's say the S&P down 28% from its highs just under a month ago, is there still an opportunity to short these markets in your eyes?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the trend is clearly down. The bias is to the downside. There's a few things that come into play. As much as I'd like to get short, because I think the economy is really going to be under a lot of pressure for the next year, I think the damage going on, and depending how long this drags out, is going to be really bearish on the economy. And that's showing in the stocks. But I think there's a lot more downside potential in the equities still. But the problem is, if you look at the major indexes, the S&P 500 is testing the 2018 lows, which was a V-shaped recovery, very significant standout point. That is going to act as some support. The NASDAQ is at another type of major support. The Dow is also at a major support level. So, and same with even the Toronto Stock Exchange, the TSX. It's back at a 2016, very big standout V-shaped recovery bottom. They're all at support this week. The scary thing is in the last 4 weeks, we've only ever had one up day, and then it's followed by a big red bar the next day. So yesterday was a big down day. Today is a little green up day. If this trend continues, we've got another big bout of selling coming tomorrow. I mean, it's scary. 4 weeks without more than one up day. I mean, that's like back to back. That's pretty scary. So to me, I think the markets are going to try and find a bottom here. There's enough fiscal stimulus, I think, globally, just getting dumped into the market. I think between support and fiscal stimulus and the fact that we're pretty oversold, I feel as though we might see some type of bounce and rally, or at least some sideways price action, which hopefully lasts for a few months. And then it's going to be, a new chapter in the book going forward from there, which is, to me, a very bearish one.
Okay, and that whole new chapter, hopefully that is on the back of a little bit of clarity around this whole coronavirus and, quite frankly, businesses and countries and cities shutting down really across the world, locking everybody up and making them stay home. This is going to have a devastating impact on markets and on economic data. But even to your comment, seeing the S&P up right now 4.5% just keeps on going, that's still got a long way to go to make up some of these historic down days. Yesterday, I believe, it was the largest down day for the Dow in over 30 years. Can you address what technicals you can use or what kind of trading strategies you can use when we're seeing this type of historic moves?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, and a lot of people don't like to hear this because it goes against what people think what they want. A lot of people want to trade all the time. And to be honest, this is not a time to trade. Traders right now, if you are a scalp trader, meaning you're looking for quick moves, very tiny moves, looking to scalp a few pennies here and there, if you're a day trader, this market is phenomenal. This is unbelievable for day traders. If you're a swing trader, to me, this is absolutely chaos. You're a full-out gambler if you're trading these markets. Look at the S&P 500. Drops 10% one day, rallies 9% the next, drops 12% the next day. Here we are back up 4%. Gold miners down 25% one day, up 20% yesterday, up 20% again today. it is total random. These moves are so big on a daily basis that you're literally throwing a dart, hoping that next big move is in your favor. And if people say, well, they can trade it, well, I highly doubt you can really time these random huge moves. And this is not a market for swing trading. I mean, you could try and put on some small bets, but this is high-risk trading. This is gambling. And really, you got to let this momentum and this chatter start to stall out and start to stabilize, because right now, you don't know what's going to happen in the next 1 hour when news hits, because every couple hours, some big news hits from some country that's moving the market. And all you can do really is sit and watch, let the market stabilize as a swing trader or position trader, and wait for the next setup. There's going to be some great trades to get long, potentially the equities here for a few weeks, potentially. There's going to be some trades, I think, in metals and natural gas, different asset classes. But right now, it is just complete chaos. And this is when you're going to lose a ton of money. You're supposed to sidestep this, let the market shake themselves out, find a low risk entry, and then play something that actually has direction that is predictable.
Yeah, right now you're absolutely right. We just don't know what's going to happen day after day, hour after hour, and it's very hard to take any sort of positions in these markets. That being said, there is a sector that you and I talk about regularly, the gold market. We don't want to talk about necessarily silver because silver is not doing much. However, the silver miners are also performing very nicely. Yesterday looks to be a pretty key reversal day for gold stocks and even the gold price. Yesterday, you look at something like a triple leverage gold miners ETF like Nugget, it had almost 100% reversal day from its low to its high where it closed. Today is another pretty interesting example where something like GDX dropped into negative territory shortly after the open, but has garnered a very strong buy, is now up almost 12%. Gold keeps on running higher, almost in the sense that the stock started leading gold higher yesterday. Gold right now in the futures market is up about $60. How crucial have the potential yesterday and today been for maybe a renewed bullish move here in gold after a pretty devastating washout in the stocks and in gold?
Yeah, there's no doubt the precious metals sector across the board got completely annihilated. Almost everything got annihilated in the last couple weeks. You know, things, when you look at gold prices, you know, we saw, and gold miners and silver, we saw margin calls hit the market, forced selling, liquidation. I think now we're seeing countries globally starting to liquidate maybe some of their gold reserves to start funding their fiscal stimulus that they need. I think it just added this extra, you know, liquidity, this pressure flooded the market, and we saw all the markets dump out and sell. And I think they're overdone, and we're getting a knee-jerk reaction bounce. But something that goes straight down typically comes straight back up, which is how I think the equities markets, I think we could see a very strong rally eventually kick into the equities markets, just like we're seeing in gold miners. But again, you look at the Nugget, up 95% yesterday. Well, what happens if you put on the opposite trade? You're on the wrong side of that. I mean, this is still gambling. Who wants to gamble those kind of moves, right? If you're day trading, great. But this does look like it could be a big washout and shakeout in the market. I mean, there is huge short positions on silver. Who would have ever thought silver would drop and tank as low as it did? Maybe those shorts are now getting out. Maybe that downward move, you know, is playing out. JP Morgan's probably rolling in the money. I mean, it looks like this could be a very significant bottom in gold miners, and this could be the start, because yes, gold miners rallied massive yesterday, over 21% to the upside where gold traded lower. Finally, gold's putting in a big type of bottoming looking formation. It's got tweezer candles, very long lower wicks yesterday and today. And as long as today closes positive, it's actually a really strong intraday or short-term candle bar buy signal. So I like the sector, but they're still in a downtrend, and they're still chattering and moving so much that it's a really high risk to get into these plays right at the moment.
Yeah, boy, is it ever. And one thing to note about this recovery in the gold stocks, it's very much focused on the miners too, the bigger stocks, and some of the higher quality juniors. Because I look at my screen right now and my junior portfolio, and in no way is it green across the board. There are still some stocks that are really not doing much, but some of the better stocks, they're up 20% even. So still a selective game. Are there any levels, let's say on GDX, that you are paying a little bit closer attention to? Like, I look at something like the weekly chart, and it's tough to read a chart like this where you see a very constructive move ever since the, let's say, second to third quarter in 2018 as GDX started to move up. But the last couple of weeks, it's just been an absolute waterfall decline. So how do you read a chart like this?
Well, resistance is going to be somewhere between that $26 and $27 a share, that kind of low area that we've seen over the last more or less year. That's going to be resistance. And you look at the chart, and yeah, it's a huge drop, and now it's a huge green bar back up. The weekly chart really just goes to show it's a complete financial kind of collapse in that sector that is now bouncing right back. It's tough to trade. I mean, technically the charts are making higher highs, and now they're making lower lows. It's a broadening formation. We're right back down into this multi-year basing formation. And when it's in this basing formation, it's to some extent, as a long-term investor, it's dead money, because we can see commodities and sectors be in these dead zones, this basing formation, for sometimes decades. And, here we're going on like, 10-year base for these gold miners, or 8-year base. And they poked out 4 weeks ago. They broke into bull market territory for the week, reversed and closed at multi-month lows, and then crashed to multi-year lows all within like a 3-week window. So there's still huge distribution selling going on, and it's a tough chart to trade. And right now I'm not quite looking to get into them until this volatility, it calms right down, because I'm not getting into a trade that's going to move with no leverage. It's moving 20% back and forth on a daily basis. And that to me is just a high risk trade.
Oh man, it's just crazy, isn't it? So it almost sounds to me like you are trying to stick with a larger cash position right now, trying to keep a level head and trying to maybe scalp some markets where you see some opportunity, but not get too aggressive anywhere. Is that fair to say?
That's totally it. I mean, we started to scale out of the S&P 500. We actually closed our S&P 500 position out 2 days before the crash, because we saw all kinds of money moving into the risk-off assets. We saw utilities, they were outperforming the stock market, gold miners, bonds for a couple months, and that's where our money went. We did exceptionally well in GDXJ. We got out at the high tick of that week on the breakout, because that was where first big wave of selling was going to step in, if it was going to. We actually got out at the high. We did a 20% gain in bonds. So when the stock market collapsed, we totally avoided that whole drop, because we were in the safe havens. And then we had our profit targets hit and our trailing stops run up and close the trade. So we've done exceptionally well, and we've sidestepped a whole move, and we've been watching the last 2.5 weeks. We've just been in cash watching this, and we're sitting with dry gunpowder. We're positive on the year. Our account's at new highs, and we're just waiting for these next setups while everyone else is in panic mode. And that's the problem. If you don't have stops in place, you're riding this roller coaster, you're getting margin calls. And my whole mentality is find low risk setups, position yourself properly, don't get over positioned in any asset class, and make sure you have profit targets and you've got trailing stops, and you're fine. A crash happens, you just get taken out as things start to collapse, and then it collapses way below your price that you got out anyway. So this is a trader's market. If you're not disciplined, you get slaughtered. And it's just the way the markets move. They're out for maximum pain if you can't control your capital.
Oh, man. Well, good on you for making some of those trades. And I think your strategy of trying to keep a level head and not get too aggressive during these times is spot on, because these are really unprecedented times and we don't know how long it's going to last. And also, it's hard to jump on any bullish trade, I think, when we just continue to see shutdowns around the world and shutdowns without an actual end time right now. People are just guessing for how long this fear is going to last. And that's all it is, simply a guess. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time today. I will post a link to the Technical Traders website. Have a good rest of your week there, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey. You too. Take care.